third parak of Nagoyim, first mission. Hakom etam v'nagoyim chus menayv kerechovim v'geatoshev. All Jewish people can be ketami tzeras, other than a geatoshev who is not fully nisgayev, and a non-Jew. Hakom kshirom liris is Nagoyim. Anybody could look at the Nagoyim and decide for himself if the tamei atar, but elash tuma v'tayv de'akoyim. The one who has to proclaim the tuma v'tayv has to be a Kohen. So you can have an expert who's a Yisrael who assesses it, and then he tells the Kohen that I assessed it and it's Tomei, and based on that, Omer lo emar Tomei. He tells the Kohen, proclaimed his Torah. But once he does that, it's Tomei. Emar Tomei, who Torah? They say to him, say that it's Torah, then it'll be Torah. And Rav Shnei Kohen ke Echad, Bein Bish Echad, Bein Bish Shnei Oshim. We don't look at, observe two Nagoyim together, whether it's for one person or two people. He doesn't simultaneously look at two of them. If two people come in front of him, he starts off with one and he closes him up for a week. And if afterwards, or at that point in time, there's a siman tuma, then he's machlitim. Or if what has to be done is to be patrim because there was no change in the tzaras for the last 2 weeks and other reasons, paler, smaller. Then when he finishes paskening on the first one, then chayzer l'sheni, he goes to the second one. Ein mazgir mezamuska. There's another halacha is that we don't close up somebody who is muzga. In other words, if he's in the middle of, he has two tzarasim, and we close him up for one of them, so he doesn't have to pass on the second. He doesn't pass on the second one. In other words, if this person has two tzaras, he doesn't pass on the second one. Yeah. So let's say on Sunday he was matzge one, and then they found another one Tuesday. He doesn't have to look at it. Yeah. Make a new hesker for the second one, then you have to wait another 7 days from the second one, which will be 10 days from the first one. Yeah, come on. If the second tzaras remains, he'll eventually have to deal with it. But if it goes in a way, then he's finished after the week from the first one. Achlitim is a muchlot. Also, if you have one which you saw simen toma and he's fully tummy, so when after you proclaimed him tummy for one, in the meantime another tumor came up in his skin, so he also is not machlet the second one. What's the difference anyway? He's nechlet for the first one because if you would proclaim the second one Tomei, then even if the first one become Tohar, he can't, it doesn't help because he has another Tzaras which is Tomei. But if he doesn't proclaim the second one Tomei, so there's a rule where, if it's, let's say, Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to be Matar from the first one, Kovel HaMoed, and then you won't look at the second one until after Yontif. So he'll gain the Yontif. Aramar Azgir is a Mukhlot, the person was Mukhlot, and you find another Tzaras on him, you don't close that one up. Well, machlitim is a muzga, the other way around, he's muzga for one, he was close up for the first one, then you don't look at a second one on him to make him fully tummy. Avetchila, b'soyv shvue, in the beginning or at the end of the week, mazge mazve machlit machlit, mazge poita machlit poita. In other words, when he brings one tzaras in front of the coin, and there's a few other ones on his body, the coin looks at all of them and decides each one what his status is. But if he's in a matzav of, he already closed him up for one, and then in the middle of the week, we find another one, then we don't deal with it till the end of the week.